Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Hey, family. How are you doing today? I'm feeling great. I wasn't feeling great at the beginning of my day, but, oh, it's amazing what about 30 minutes of meditation will do for the psyche, for the body, for the overall feeling of bringing you togetherness. It has been an awesome, awesome 2 weeks since the last time I spoke with you. Of course, you all know I went to California, came back rejuvenated, missing California immensely. Would love to move there. There's such a sense of community for me there. I don't feel so isolated and to myself and hiding in my apartment. The energy there is lighter and airy and fluffy. There's something about the vibration in that state that just grabs you and lifts you up. And then I come home and making the best of it, because I know we create our own reality. I've said this many, many, many times. So I know I'm creating my own reality by wallowing in my own type of gloom because the weather is changing. And then I have this sad thing going on, you know, seasonal affected depression, so to speak, or disease. And, of course, once again, I'm creating my own reality, and I need to do things to spark me up and get me a jump start and a kickoff into some kind of a different mood. And maybe the show we have today will be able to inspire not only you but me as well. And I picked this subject because it's something that just struck me as needing to be heard and needing to talk about and needing to experience for myself. What can I say? I had my computer crashed on me, and that was an expense that I had to pull out of my savings account. But then on the flip side of that, I have to be grateful, filled with much gratitude, that I had it to be able to pull out. You know, we're blessed in so many ways. And if I just look at what could be the downside, pulling all that money out of the savings account, instead of looking at the upside, at the blessing that I had it to pull out of the savings account, I could be wallowing in a whole lot more of sadness and feeling like the universe is fighting against me. And then as an empath, most of you know that I've shared with you that I'm an empath, and so I feel a lot of stuff. So when things start getting cloudy and iffy and painful, even on the television set, I have to turn off the TV. I can't listen to the news. I can't look at shows like Maury Povich and He's Not the Baby's Daddy. I can't look at shows like, Larry Springer, and see these people like in the Roman days. You see people on the stage in so much pain and angst, and you got the audience saying thumbs down and boo. And I can't look at that stuff. As a matter of fact, some of the popular shows on TV, let's look at Empire. I stopped watching Empire after the mid part of the second season because I just could not tolerate watching family members go behind each other's back and stab them in the back and do all this nasty, ugly, dirty things and treat each other with such horribleness. That just bothered me, so I stopped watching the show. I really loved it the first season. When the father started feeling little changes towards his gay son, but then this stuff started going back the other way, and so I stopped watching Empire. So with that, it's 5 o'clock, or it's a little bit after 5, and I want to thank my Creator for all the blessings that are bestowed upon me. I realize that I'm a type of a personality where I could be very overwhelming, not only to myself, but to others around me. So when I get into the little bit of moods that I get into, when I need to re-energize and recharge myself, I will close my doors. I will turn off my phone. I will crawl back into my bed, and I know that I will pray, and I have to recharge my energy so that I can go on with the beauty of this life that I have been blessed to have. But it takes some charging, and thank goodness I know how to recharge my energy and how not to impose my lack thereof on others that could be in my immediate proximity. So with that, why don't we talk about Lena. I went on PowerPath and I was reading Lena Stevens's energy report, and the main thing for October 2018 is taking inventory. Now, what I did with that taking inventory was I kind of married up her inventory PowerPath or her inventory energy report with our last show we had, when we talked about the principles of recovery and how there are 12 steps in most of your recovery programs. There are 12 steps, but the recovery programs emphatically say that what we would like to do is practice the principles of those 12 steps in all of our affairs. So when we practice the principles of those 12 steps in all of our affairs, then what we're talking about, those principles are everyday principles that everyone can practice to make their lives better. Now, I want to share some of the recovery programs that we do have, because there are a number of them, and I'm going to call them off because there are a lot of people that think the only recovery programs they have is AA and NA and OA. So you have Alcoholics Anonymous, you have Adult Children of Alcoholics, you have Al-Anon, you have Cocaine Anonymous, you have Clutterers Anonymous, okay? You have Crystal Meth Anonymous, you have CODA, Codependence Anonymous, you have COSA, formerly known as Codependence of Sex Addicts, you have Co-Sex and Love Addicts, you have Debtors Anonymous, you have Emotions Anonymous, you have Emotional Health Anonymous, you have Families Anonymous, you have Food Addicts in Recovery, you have Food Addicts Anonymous, you have Gamblers Anonymous. How many anonymouses do we have? You have Gammonon, Gamatine. These are for friends and family of members of problem gamblers. You have Heroin Anonymous. You have Marijuana Anonymous. You have Narcotics Anonymous. You have Neurotics Anonymous. You have Nar-Anon. That's Narcotics Anonymous. You have Nicotine Anonymous. You have Overeaters Anonymous. You have Online Gamers Anonymous. Are you ready for that? You have Pills Anonymous. You have Sexaholics Anonymous. You have Smokers Anonymous. You have Sex Addicts Anonymous. You have Sexual Compulsive Anonymous. You have Survivors of Incest Anonymous. You have Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. Under Earners Anonymous. And you have Workaholics Anonymous. Now, if you want to know more about these, you can go on my website. It's a nice little pink website, and it has a link, a direct link to each and every one of these anonymous programs. Now, I don't say that because we're going to talk about anonymous programs, but we are going to talk about how everyone can benefit by the 12 principles of these recovery programs. And it's not just for people in recovery. The whole world can benefit by some of the principles in these 12-step programs, the programs that follow Alcoholics Anonymous or follow the 12 steps of recovery. So last week we went into each one of those principles, but now let's see if we can marry some of Lena Stevens's energy report, taking inventory. Now, the first thing I notice is that this taking inventory can marry with the fourth step, which is made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Okay? That's one of the 12 steps in recovery. Making that fearless and searching moral inventory of oneself. And the principle of that step is courage. And Lena says, as you continue to dig even deeper, dredging up ancestral patterns and imbalances in your relationships, you get to take an inventory of your life in a way you have never, ever done before. And this is going to take courage. When you start digging deep into your own shit and stop looking at other people's stuff and maintain your side of the street and stop looking at how somebody else is taking care of their side of the street. This inventory is very much about your relationship to everything you have and how you relate to it. This month is a month of discovery of who you are, what you have manifested, and how you have lived. Some of it will leave you gratified and pleasantly surprised as you discover hidden gems in your inventory. And some of your discovery may be challenging, disheartening, or even painful, because when we dig deep, we find stuff that we've even covered up and hidden from ourselves. It will be important to stay out of self-judgment as you reflect on what you could have done differently or perhaps should not have done at all. The beauty of this month is that it provides perfect timing for you to focus on our lives in a way that moves us through the logjam and into the current of what will better support us going forward. The month also provides a perfect opportunity to heal ancestral patterns of dysfunction, addiction, pain, and suffering. Now, we don't realize, but a lot that went on before we even got here is locked smack dab in our DNA and gene structure. How we were raised by our parents may very well have overlapped into how that from where they were raised by their parents. So it's not necessarily, you know, all their fault, but it doesn't mean that it was right because they had their patterns from their ancestors and locked in their genes and their addictions. You know, alcoholism runs in a lot of people's families. Addictions run in a lot of people's families. And once it's in that gene structure, you can inherit some of that stuff and some of that pain and some of that suffering. This inventory includes your resources and support, your physical, emotional, and mental health, your measure of satisfaction in life, the unrealized dreams, as well as of your relationships, your expressions, and creativity, your personal inventory, as well as all the extensions of yourself. As you reflect on what is coming up, while you're taking this inventory, you're going to have stuff regurgitating. It's just going to just start rising up in the surface. Remember to take one step at a time and not to judge the big picture by what your experience is of the moment. Because what people don't realize, when we're taking that searching and fearless moral inventory, it's one thing to go through history of garbage and gunk, even the good stuff, a little bit at a time as you go through the course of the years. But when you're taking this moral inventory and you're sitting down with that pen and that paper and you're writing out stuff and that stuff is regurgitating, it's rising to the surface, what you're doing is you're beginning to relive all of that stuff, and it's beginning to be smack in your face all at once, one right behind the other, because it's not like you've taken the time to go through it over the course of 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. You're reliving that stuff and writing it down and bringing it up so that you can clean house, and you're cleaning house, and you're sitting down with that stuff, one right behind the other. So, you have to take it easy with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Staying present is very important, as is staying focused and disciplined in that focus. Many of you have already faced challenging transitions and changes, perhaps even on a physical level. If you are right in the middle of an experience of change, this is the perfect time to refocus on the idea of taking inventory instead of trying to get back to normal. Embrace what is different and fine-tune what is showing up as a new path instead. Your biggest challenge this month will be not to get overwhelmed by the inventory falling onto your plate. It is much like discovering what you have squirreled away in the dark recesses of the storage areas of your closet, of your garage, of your psyche, of your heart, and of your mind. Take a deep breath and find the humor. Find a little bit of humor in that. If you can't find the humor on your own, then I would say do some of the stuff that I do. You know, I might go on my television set, and because I do have on demand, I'll say, I want to give me some shows with comedians, and I have to laugh. Or I'll watch shows that make me laugh. I love the comedic shows on satire when they make us laugh about the idiocy that we see in the politics of today. If I didn't have an opportunity to laugh at some of that ignorance that I see, I'd be with my head under the covers in my bed 24/7, because I don't want to see that stuff that's going on. I don't want to hear about it. I don't like to watch people suffer. So it gives me an opportunity when I see the idiotic things going on in the world, if I can watch Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, Stephen Colbert on Late Night, if I can watch Bill Maher, you know, if I can watch some of these stand-up comedians and just laugh, because they see it from an idiotic perspective, and they call stupidity as they see it, and I have an opportunity to bring myself out of that state of can't do anything about anything, so just let me wallow in the heaviness of it. No. We have to laugh. Go to the movies. I went to see, Crazy Rich Asians. I laughed my butt off. I can go to the movies by myself if I'm going to go see a comedy, so I can laugh. I went to see Night School, too, and laughed my butt off. Now, these are just nonsense movies with very little, what you say, meaning, but they make you laugh. They bring your whole frame of reference back into a whole different feel. So take a deep breath and find some humor. This is not a high-centered month by any means, but a time for getting down to the business of focusing on very personal issues without distraction. It could be frustrating to some of you that wish to be highly inspired by expansive insights and ecstatic experiences, but patience, gratitude, and appreciation of mundane daily tasks and accomplishments will be your measure of success. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know. Stop trying to be like the hare, be like the tortoise. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. You're going to succeed. It may take longer, but don't overwhelm yourself. Be disciplined against the world of any drama. Know what is going on, but choose to take care of your own backyard. What did I say? Keep your side of the street clean. It's the best thing you can do for you, yourself, and your family. Don't go dipping into other people's drama. If you can heal and reset your relationships, that in itself will have a positive ripple effect on all your relations. If you are experiencing a circumstance that has limited you or forced you to be very present and focused, see that as a gift that is supporting you in this process of taking your own personal inventory. You may not be able to see the big picture very clearly this month, but know that it is there. And as you take in a little bit of this and a little bit of that and straighten out a little bit of this and a little bit of that, know that things are getting done. Don't look at the whole picture of what you got to get done. How do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you're dealing with your elephant. Don't look at the whole elephant. Take one little piece of it. Take one bite at a time. And eventually you will finish eating the elephant. Pay attention to details this month. And if something negative comes up or if you get triggered, pay attention to what you may need some focus, clearing, or fine-tuning. We are following through with what was restructured and recalibrated last month with a determined attention to details and a disciplined intention to truly change and evolve. If we get all our ducks in a row by telling the truth and doing the work, we will be beautifully set up to take advantage of some great healing energy coming our way in November. And we definitely need some healing energy to come in quickly, because things just seem like they're getting all crazy around us. Now, how is this stuff affecting you personally? See, that was your overview. Okay, personally, this is a very focused month on personal issues, relationships, and inventory on all levels. The upside is a complete makeover of values, habits, and priorities. Are you ready for this makeover? You're never too old for a makeover. Okay? A makeover in values, habits, and priorities, you know? We've been doing the same old stuff over and over and over again, and you know we talked about insanity. And what is insanity? Doing the same exact thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. So maybe it's time for us to look at those values and those habits and priorities and have a complete makeover. That's the upside. Now, the downside is the ordinary and potentially uninspiring and irritating nature of having to face issues you may have been in denial about for years or maybe even your whole entire life. It is easy to get overwhelmed and discouraged. A positive outcome is a healthier, stronger, more actualized self that is re-inspired about life and purpose. Doesn't matter how old we are. The challenging aspects could include despair and self-judgment about the past, thereby stopping progress in its tracks. Once again, find some humor. It will help. Go find something to make you laugh. Take yourself to the movies. You don't have to go with somebody. Take yourself out to dinner. Sit there with a book. Find something to do that makes you happy. Find some fun in it by yourself. You are the creator of your own reality. Don't expect other people to do it for you or even with you. The important thing is to stay out of judgment and stay present with what is showing up. You will be much better off this month if you simplify your external actions and surroundings as a way to support the inner simplification of emotional and psychological confusion. Wow. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. And it reminded me of what my primary care physician said to me the other day. Simplify it. Look, if you feel overwhelmed by seeing us doctors this whole week, this is what I'm going to do. You do not have to take your blood work because you're afraid that your A1Cs have spiked because you've gained 10 pounds and you've been out of work and out of and haven't had any exercise for the last 6 months. We don't have to take that blood test today. You don't even have to see what's going on. See you in 3 months and we'll take it then. That'll give you an opportunity to get back to work. You say you got a membership where you're going to go to the pool and you're going to do some water aerobics 3 times a week starting next week. Why don't we do all of that? We'll wait. And then you come back and we see what your A1C say there. Okay? You don't have to do it. And turn off the television set and do what you need to do to make you feel good. So, you will be much better off this month if you simplify your external actions and your surroundings as a way to support the inner simplification of emotional and psychological confusion. Clarity comes through in many ways, and it comes through the best way through simple tasks and paying attention to details. Set the intention to be satisfied with basic accomplishments like cleaning out your file cabinet. If that's all you have energy to do, then do that and then sit back and look at it and feel good about what you just did. Sort out some papers in front of you and put them in some order and then stick them in the file cabinet, you know, or just put labels on file folders. They'll look all pretty, and you'll be happy you did that. As you take inventory of your life, clearing and decluttering can be very helpful as a way to support the process. Okay? Your relationships. An interesting and unpredictable time for relationships. This is what Lena says. You know, it's amazing. Any dysfunction will become blatantly obvious as you take inventory. What you do about it will be your choice. Part of the inventory on relationships will be the unsaid and unexpressed feelings, emotions, and anything that has been hidden, swept under the carpet, or in denial. Relationships may go through a cycle of turmoil as they reset themselves on a greater path of truth, or they may just disintegrate altogether. Now we're talking about step one. We admit it, we are powerless over people, places, and things, and our lives have become unmanageable. And the principle for that is honesty. Honesty to yourself. We're not talking about honesty to just go out there and tell the truth to everybody. We're talking about being honest in your belief system that you yourself can reset the turmoil that's going on in your life. So relationships may go through a cycle of turmoil as they reset themselves on a greater path of truth, or they may just disintegrate altogether. Let it go. Just let it go. What are you holding on to it for? If you're going to be honest with yourself, you know when it's disintegrating. You know how long to hold on to something and when to let it go. So why don't we just let it go? Observing where your energy leaks are is an important part of your personal inventory of how you relate and what you have been putting up with or enabling in a dysfunctional situation. What are you putting up with? Why are you allowing all this dysfunction? I remember I had a friend visit me many years ago, and I was living in a household with a group of people, and one of my friends came to visit me, and she could see the dysfunction that I very well could feel, but really wasn't aware that it was there, not for real. And she said to me, "Why are you allowing yourself to be subjected to this abuse? Why are you doing this to yourself?" You know, we have many reasons why we do things to ourselves, but we can't blame the other for what we are allowing and accepting to happen to ourselves. So why are we mad at the other? Why are we pissed off at the other? We're the ones that's allowing it to happen to ourselves. Well, we should be pissed off at who? At us, at the fact that we're. And once we realize the truth in that, then we need to say that we forgive ourselves for allowing ourselves to be subjected to that stuff. When are we going to forgive ourselves? So it's time for us to get honest with self. It is time to clean and reset integrity, respect, communication, honor, and discipline. So now we're looking at principles of steps 4, 5, and 9. Step 4, made a fearless and searching moral inventory of ourselves. Okay, that's that courage thing. That's firmness of mind and will in the face of extreme difficulty, mental or moral strength to withstand fear. Then there's that integrity. Integrity is step 5, the quality or state of being complete or undivided, our soundness. And then there's step 9 in here. That's that discipline. Step 9 is the discipline step, okay? Well, it's the discipline principle. I'm jumping ahead. I'm not telling you what the steps are, but it's the discipline principle. It's the principle of discipline, and the discipline principle is that training that corrects, molds, or perfects the mental faculties or moral character to bring under control, to train, or develop by instruction. This pertains not only to others, but to your body, to nature, to your resources, to your use of energy, to your spirituality, to the things you consume, and to your support. Look for new ways to engage that are more authentic, more real, more you. The beauty of taking inventory is that you get to decide what stays and what does not. How many times we start taking our inventory, look at the mess, and then walk away and say, I'll do that another day. And another day and another day goes by, and next thing you know, you put that off for a whole year, 2 years, maybe 5, 15, 20 years. Oh, I'll get to that soon. You may discover parts of yourself that you want to relate to on a deeper level, such as your creativity or your philosophical side. You know? This is where understanding your energy leaks, how to recognize them and eliminate, and then empower yourself with a better source of energy is really helpful. In terms of bringing in new relationships or exploring ones that come more closely into your life, making sure they become part of your inventory that is staying will require some soul searching, using your intuition and telling the truth. And don't be afraid to be ruthless in this area. Tell the truth. If you don't want to be bothered, don't be bothered. And don't be afraid to be open to incredible possibilities of support at the same time. We've got to be ruthless sometimes. We've got to take hold and take stock of those things that need to be changed in our life and go forward and do it. And don't be afraid. We got a creator that helps us with everything we set our mind to do. We just got to start. We just got to do it. What's that saying? You take one step forward and then your creator takes two, three towards you. All you got to do is to put that one step forward, one step in front of the other, one day at a time. And you don't have to do it all and overwhelmed all, you know. It's just take one step at a time. Make a decision and then intend it. Now, we talk about relationships and things like that, and we also got to look at our health and the physical body. You know, this is a big area of inventory this month. We all got some issues here. Last month we mentioned how difficult these times are on the physical body. I mean, the stress out there is like, it's like phenomenal. It's so overwhelming. And there have been events and situations that have faced some of you to begin, I mean, force some of you to begin this process of taking inventory before this month even began. You know, I know for myself, as far as taking my own inventory, last month, before I even left for California, I paid in advance for two sessions twice a week at the community pool, the recreational center, to do water aerobics. Now, I was taking my inventory over a month ago. I was looking at, you know, sitting around, I got to go back to work. I got to go back to work and push around boxes. My body is going to think I'm insane, literally crazy. If I put myself in that situation in 3 weeks cold and start doing what I did 6 months ago, my body is like, who knows? My body just may have a breakdown. So to avoid that or try to avoid that, 2 months ago, the 30-minute class at 8:30 in the morning from 8:30 to 9, and then the hour class that starts right after that one, you know, same teacher, different teacher, but I'm going to be in that pool 3 days a week for an hour and a half each one of those days. And I just pray that I'm motivated to get up and do it those 3 days a week, or shame on me. But I foresaw how I was going to have to go back to work with being out for 6 months and laying around and gaining weight and doing nothing, literally, compared to what I was used to doing. And I had to fix that. I have to fix that. Okay? I've even had my doctor say that I'm only allowed to go to work for 2.5 hours a day. My body has to gradually get into the mold, get into the groove of standing on that concrete floor for 3 to 5 hours throwing boxes around. I'm not crazy. So I already started taking my lazy butt inventory, you know. The learning curve here is about discovering how to nurture and support a new relationship to your body, seeing it as an ally and working with it as an elemental. In other areas of health, the idea of holistic well-being includes mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, and energetic health. Again, the inventory of your energy leaks and ways that you can better support your holistic health is very helpful as a way to look at the big picture. You may be challenged this month as health issues may surface that represent old patterns. I remember when my sister was here and she was helping me every evening. And the one thing that we kept forgetting to do was put those eye drops in my eyes because I have glaucoma. Well, here it is 6 months later, and my eye doctor is saying that he's concerned because the pressure seems to be increasing in my eye. Well, whose fault is that? It's mine. I mean, I could say, well, I couldn't lift my arm to put the drops in my eyes and so on and so forth, but I can't blame anybody but me. So now he's given me an opportunity to be aggressive with the drops in my eyes to see if he can bring the pressure down, or he wants to start talking about a little bit of surgery here, a little snip, snip down. I'm not even in the mood for all of that. And I believe each and every one of us, we need to go and have a massage at least once a month. I firmly believe that a massage stimulates the blood flow through the body and the toxins begin to loosen up and they tend to expel themselves. Now, I can make a million reasons why I can't afford $90 for a one-hour massage, but I do know that I can tell you that I need to stop making that excuse and just go ahead and invest in my body so I can get this blood stimulated in my body. And chiropractic, oh my gosh, detox. How about, I saw a video the other day where the woman was talking about fasting. It was a doctor, and she talked about if we fasted at least one day out of the week, the body would have to feed off of the stored up fat pockets that we have contained in our body. We're not going to go hungry. We're not going to go hungry if we fast one day out of the week. She says she has senior citizens that fast, gradually moving into 7 days a week. For a 7 day week. So that the body can feed off of itself and clean out all those pockets of fat, those clogged arteries, because the body doesn't know where else to store them but in the arteries, in the heart arteries, and in the veins, and you got the arthritis in the joints, you know. So if we can detox. I meant to bring up that video that was sent to me. It was really fascinating. Okay? And if we cannot eat after 8 o'clock, there's this book called Fit for Life, and it talks about the three cycles of the body. It talks about from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night, that's your appropriation cycle. That's when you can eat, 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 eat. After the appropriation cycle is like 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock the next morning, from 8 to 4, that's your body's assimilation. It's taking all the nourishment out of what you ate during appropriation. Is taking all the nourishment out and it's feeding your cells. And then from 4 o'clock in the morning until noon, it's elimination. How many of you wake up in the morning and know you got to go to the bathroom? So it makes sense. Your body's eliminating all the junk that it did not need during your assimilation. And that's called elimination. So there's three cycles that the body goes through. And if we could do that, we would give our body 16 hours of no putting anything in it so that it could just do its thing. So we need to think about the ways that we nourish and help our bodies. And always keep the perspective that these things come up so that you can address and move through them, ending up in a better place of satisfaction and well-being. Never see yourself as the victim, but instead as a proactive co-creator with a larger purpose that is not always clear. I have to look at that all the time. Sometimes I just sit back and I want to know, okay, why am I here? What is my purpose? What do you want me to do now? Well, I've done this, and you know. Challenges this month may continue to include the bones, the joints, teeth, digestion, and circulation. I think that covers everything that the body does. And then we move into our environment. So what the heck is going on with the environment with all this rain and all this chaos and pandemonium that Mother Nature is doing? So as the planet takes its own inventory of the aftermath of hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, volcanic eruptions, flash fires in California and elsewhere. So we take inventory of our own environment to see what needs cleaning up, rebuilding, healing, attention, and just a bit more love. You know? Do you know that when you dust your house, that's an act of love to your house? Do you know when you vacuum the floor, that's your house's way of knowing you love it? You know? When you clean the dishes out of the sink and you don't do it begrudgingly, but you do it with love, that's your environment knowing that you love it. And I have to smile because while I'm talking to you, I'm definitely listening to what I'm saying to myself. Because it's amazing how a lot of times the Creator speaks to me, through me, and you. So I'm talking to you and the Creator is just speaking through me to you and I'm hearing what I'm saying. And it brings a smile to my face because I need to heed what I'm saying. It's amazing how that works. So whether or not you live in an area vulnerable to natural disasters, each of you has experienced your own version closer to home and in your own environment of disruption, setback, chaos, and perhaps destruction on some level. You know how emotions are patterned by the environment and by what's going on outside. You know, when we smile and we're radiant, we're like the sun. You know, when we get cloudy, we get depressed, we get sad. When we have tears, that's our rain. You know, when we blow up at somebody, that's how volcano erupted. So we have our emotions, you know, they're all one. We're one like the seasons, okay? So we always say that the environment mirrors our own experience of what we may be going through at the time. I say it's the other way around. Usually how the environment is outside, that's how I'm feeling inside, not the other way around. I really cannot take ownership of me making it a cloudy day by me waking up cloudy. Now, I can say that when it's cloudy day, I wake up cloudy, you know, but that's neither here nor there. That's how we ourselves perceive how we interact with our environment and the universe and the seasons and the weather and all those other things that are part of creation that we're a part of and connected to. All right, so the environment continues then to support change, even to the point of causing it to happen. We are never victims, and we'll need to learn to accept our part in the co-creation of change. Once again, we create our own reality. As aspects of the Creator in human form, we are co-creators of our existence. Lena was saying that from October 1st to the 7th, this could be a rather grumpy time feeling, irritated by almost everything. Hear, hear, I raise my hand, you know, yep, I can't drink, but, hey, I guess I could take me a sip of seltzer to that one. This could be grumpy, and I mean, I've been grumpy the whole week. Despite the desire to distract yourself from the work at hand, stick with it and begin your progress of taking inventory by asking yourself why and at what or whom are you irritated. I was just irritated. I wanted to throw my TV over the balcony. I was just irritated at what he was bringing into my home, so I just don't turn it on anymore. Well, I stopped turning it on. Asking the right question will lead you to the right answer, see? Uh-huh. And you may be surprised at your insights. Woo, don't turn on TV. You know, how insightful can I get? Irritation is caused by either lack of something or an overwhelm of too much of something. You feel compelled to handle but cannot. Feeling as though the world is falling apart and no one is doing anything about it. I can't do anything by myself. I need answers and none come, you know? And so it's like, why? And then somebody else on the other side of the street is saying, why not? You know, it's got to run its course. So we be present with this process. And we will begin to clear the logjam. Insights are empowering as they give clarity about the next steps. Follow this up with some actual taking inventory of, here we go with that closet or junk drawer, and doing some clearing in the process. I think, you know, you keep going back to that because what happens is once we focus on that, then we're not focused on that other stuff that we can't change. We just kind of like put it aside. It is always good to support the inner process with an outer process that represents it, you know. So just do something different, something, yeah, that represents it. Yeah, I'm cleaning out this drawer because of the craziness that's going on around the world now. Yeah. So you're so busy thinking about cleaning out that drawer and setting it up and getting it in order and stuff like that, you forget, if it's not but for an hour, about the stuff that's got you wringing your hands. Okay? When I get here, just like they say, I file piled up statements. I move items around the house. I do something good for somebody else, you know, like just do something to make somebody else happy. And you know that when they realize that you've done this, they're going to be happy. And you can just imagine the smile on their face when they realize what you did for them, you know. And that seems to bring a little bit of happiness, a whole lot of happiness in your heart. Now, October the 8th, that's tomorrow, we're going to have a new moon. And new moons are awesome. This is an important moon for anchoring and balance, grounding, and receiving the support of your allies. If you are in the place of ambivalence around a decision, you can gain some emotional clarity around issues you have been trying too hard to think through. It is important to take some time around this new moon and focus on balance. It may mean taking some things that do not serve you off your plate and replacing them with some things that will serve you better. And as far as the coming weeks, 9 through the 16th, this would be the best window to be narrowly focused, stay close to home, and be disciplined about taking inventory and fine-tuning your restructuring and recalibration from last month. It will also be my last week home before returning to work after 6 months on disability. So I'm going to say I got to stay positive about that and delight in the mundane accomplishments of small tasks. So I've contacted them. I'm really looking forward to going back to work. I'm a little bit nervous about it, but other than that, I miss all the drivers. I'm not going to be looking forward to leaving my house at 6 o'clock in the evening to go to work every night now. That's not going to be something that I'm going to relish in. I'm not going to look forward to the time change, but hey, life has its cycle, and before I know it, it will be springtime again, okay? So, that's it for tonight. I feel good. I think I'll go for a walk. I want to thank you all for being here with me. It's been a pleasure. I was happy to share with you some of the things that I'm going through. Sometimes it would be nice if those of you listening would share with me some of the things you're going through. But everyone knows my inbox. They know how to contact me in a nice, quiet way. And with that, I'm going to call it a night and say I love you and thank you for being here. And stay blessed. Always. Love. Duchess out. Thank you.